Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text for today is from the gospel lesson, a portion of Jesus' high priestly prayer, as recorded for us by the evangelist John. And I want to especially focus on these words of our Savior: sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. You know, this is the longest prayer of Jesus that we have on record. And in this prayer, Jesus addresses his heavenly Father as Father six different times. I know if I talked to my father and I were to say to him, Dad, six times in a conversation, I would say that's a rather intimate conversation, a conversation that has a certain level of intensity to it. It is a prayer in which Jesus prays not only for himself, but for his disciples and also for us. And as we rapidly approach the end of this academic year, it is a good thing for us as we reflect on Jesus' prayer for us, especially for those who aspire to the pastoral office or the diaconal ministry. I remember well my last year here at the seminary, and for those of you who are wondering, just how long ago was that? The year was 1978. I graduated from the senior college in 1974. Things were exciting in the church back then. I remember thinking to myself, after 4 years of college and 4 years of seminary, one would think that I would feel prepared to take on the task of being a pastor. Nope. I did not. My heart was thundering in my chest when I received my first call. And I remember well being ordained and installed on Sunday afternoon. And on Monday morning, I remember sitting in the church thinking to myself, okay, Paul, now what are you going to do? What is your first priority? Well, over the years, I have learned well the lesson that the first priority is always to speak God's truth in love. And here in John 17, 17, Jesus tells us what is the truth. Your word is truth. And we are being prepared for the great question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus in the very next chapter. In chapter 18, verse 38, when Pilate asks, what is truth? Well, we already know the answer to Pilate's probing question. God's word is truth. Now, over the years, the concept of one universal truth has given way to the heresy of the concept that there are multiple truths. You have your truth, I have mine. And we live in a world where truth is whatever you make it, or at least whatever the majority want it to be. But you and I know a radical truth, and that truth is this: there is but one universal truth. And that truth is to be found in God's word alone. In Psalm 25, we read, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. And in Psalm 43, it is written, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. And also from the Psalter, Psalm 119, verse 160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. And as the Apostle John records, so Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. From what does this truth free us? It frees us from another truth that no one can escape. As the Apostle Paul writes, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And again, "For the wages of sin is death." And again, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins." There is a truth that you and I must proclaim with great clarity. And we are indeed sinful people. And in a day of hyper self-esteem programs, we come with the words of David from Psalm 22, "But I am a worm and not a man." A message also clearly proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah. And those words and this concept of being a poor, miserable sinner will not endear our message to the general public, who thinks more highly of themselves than they ought. But we also come proclaiming another truth, a truth that the Apostle John records when he writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And while we clearly proclaim that the wages of sin is death, we also need to finish that verse by proclaiming the whole truth, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." As you prepare to proclaim this truth, remember that as you leave this seminary, you do not go alone. You are being set apart to proclaim the truth that God has entrusted to your care. You go with his blessings, you go with his care, you go under his protection. And now we prepare ourselves to share in another truth, the truth of his presence in the blessed sacrament of the altar. He who is not of this world comes to us who are in the world, so that we may be sanctified in truth. Amen.